Dr. Hughes, hearing about the request by McKinley Mall's petitioners at their receivership to drop the assessed value to $2.8 million, how concerning is that drop to you?
Well, it definitely is. It's there's a lot of factors to play in here, but that is definitely a revenue source. They're our largest taxpayer in the district. They're asking for an 87% reduction in their taxes, so that we reduce their overall tax payment by $570,000. $570,000 could equate to 10 new teachers when it comes down to it. But we're looking at there's a lot of other factors at play here. Hopefully, when the legislature gets together, the statewide, and the governor's proposal comes out, they start funding schools with the foundation aid they're supposed to. You know, we're pretty lean when it comes to administration, actually the leanest in the state. We've been adding programs back over the years, and since the GEA hit and the other budget issues. So this is another blip that we hope turns into not being as worst case scenario as they're petitioning.
Do you anticipate that the assessed value of the mall would drop a little bit considering the number of key stores have shut down?
Well, I mean, anytime these kind of things come up, when somebody petitions, whether it's a power company or a business or things like that, rarely is it kept exactly as it was. With stores closing and such, I believe that probably will happen. But the other key factor, all this is up, this is why I brought it up at our board meeting on Tuesday night, is malls across the country, including in our area, have changed, and they haven't changed along with the times. You know, as more and more online shopping is going, how people live their lives has changed. But we have two examples in our region, Eastern Hills and Niagara Falls Boulevard, that are changing, that have changed hands and are going to be doing things differently. Supervisor Shaw and the town council and others in the town of Hamburg here have suggested, why not do things differently at McKinley Mall? So it really comes down to, as a business decision, are you going to slowly let things go downhill and let the big box stores that have suffered for quite a while leave as anchors, or are you going to look to repurpose that facility? It's great. It's unbelievably located. In the South Town's right off the throughway. All the other businesses around there are thriving. So it's a business decision, but at the same time, their business decision from people that, that live out of state, that are investors, are making a decision that negatively impacts our community and our, specifically our students. So hopefully, as we shine a light on this, that as they're in receivership, maybe they can get this also sold to a developer that has a vision like in other malls that have been saved in our area and around the country.
What would it mean to the district as far as residents paying more in taxes if the receivership request is met in full?
If it's met in full and the tax levy stayed exactly the same, so say nothing else changed, the average house in our school district is assessed. It's assessed, not the actual value. It's assessed at $100,000. So for the average assessed value, it's a $30 increase in taxes. The other thing to consider in this is when they petition to have their assessment changed, they can go back up to 5 years and say, well, this assessment should have been in effect back here, and we want, you know, say the assessment ended up being $300,000 less in tax revenue, and we want to go back 5 years. So they could actually say, well, we should have $1.5 million back. So not only is it changing things going forward, but it could be impacting going backwards. And there's no way for, as a school district, to go back and ask their community, oh, you know, we have this gap. Can you help us? So it does throw a wrench into things, especially during the budget cycle. We're hoping that as more information comes out, the judgment will be a little bit more kinder than what they're requesting.
Any word on when you'll be hearing from the judge on this matter?
No, these things, you know, our school attorney is working with the towns and the assessor, and they're right in the mix. These things can take a long time. So this could be well after the budget cycle. So we've got to prepare our budget this year with, you know, with everything that we can, you know, look at our expenses, look at our revenue. Hopefully the state aid comes through as it should with the foundation aid formula being fully funded. Our local legislators have said the same. They want it fully funded. And for us, that's, you know, that's $4.1 million if they fully funded it. I don't think it's going to happen in a year, but hopefully they can do it over 3 years. Those pieces play, and along with the tax revenue, we're going to have to, it's just a big factor, a big unknown that we're going to have to take into account as we plan our budget for this coming year and future years.